I don't know what to do. 24 minutes in, I don't know where to take it.
Do you straight to air for a bit?
Well, no, no one's phoning in, so that doesn't work. I tell you something, I've been so close recently to quitting this job. So close to quitting it. Let's have this conversation. So close to quitting it. Mm-hmm. Just because I just feel that I am repeating the same old shit, doing the same old shit that we've been doing for years, and it's not kind of going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. We're getting the same old callers, which is great. Hey, it's great you guys call in, but you know, it feels like the same handful of people. We got Alan, we got Nigel, we got Alistair, we got, you know, the same sort of 5-6 people been calling in for three years, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel I have extracted as much as I can from that, from them. I don't feel that we're doing anything different or unique or new. And I listen to all the other phone-in shows on radio stations, you know, kind of around the thing. Take these headphones off because this is bullshit. This doesn't fit in with anything. This doesn't fit in with anything. And I mean, Alistair's calling in now. He's either to have a go at me or whatever. I don't know. I swear to God, if I wasn't up to my eyeballs in debt and didn't have to pay a huge amount of money every month, for my divorce and for my house, I'd quit, because it feels like we're just treading water. Feels like we're treading water. Feels like there's nothing new going on. I've run out of ideas, is what I'm saying. Run out of ideas.
We don't tend to fake it on this show.
No, exactly. I swear to God, if I didn't have to pay like $3,000 a month, I would quit, because this isn't fun for anybody. It can't be fun for the listener. Our listening figures are the worst they've ever been. So we're obviously, the difference that I'm trying to do is obviously not working, right? It's obviously not working. So might as well just give up and let someone come in and do a clone of Ian Collins or a clone of Duncan Barks or a clone of, you know, let James Whale have this slot, whatever, I don't know.
But you say that, but then, like, you know, last week there were a couple of, there were a couple of nights when you actually said it was great, that you had a good time and that we had fun. And we've had a really good run. It's just that you get so disheartened when we have a slight lull, because compared to, you know, busy nights, it makes a difference.
Oh, I see him tweeting me. I prefer George Galloway's show any day of the week.
Why don't you just block him?
Go.
He's tedious.
Yourself. There we go. Yeah, you're out of blocking. There we go. Little boy. Little boy.
But the thing is, that's another thing. We talk like this, and then people like Wasim smell blood and stick their...
Don't say that, because Wasim has not smelled blood. Wasim phones up all the time. He phones up every single night for 3 hours a night, and I saw him then, and I thought, well, Evan. So that's not him smelling blood. That's me letting him on.
And then he will exploit it when he comes on.
But he wasn't listening. Wasim wasn't listening, so he didn't exploit it. So that's wrong. No, but what you're saying is the point you're making is invalid in that case. So don't pull that face Catherine, don't do that thing.
I'm not doing a thing.
You are doing that thing. You are doing that thing. Don't do that thing of where, because I'm disagreeing with you, you do that thing where you sit back and you go, what can I do? That's what you're doing.